Yo, what is up, guys? It's me, Zach Lee. Welcome back to The Dish, aka the Brittany Griner Roast Podcast. Hit us up, Brittany. We know you're out there listening. You know you want to get on this podcast sometime so we can talk about what goes on inside the life of a man in the WNBA, like Dom said the last time. But we got some spit to spit out, some facts to spit out for you guys so you can eat up, put it on your plate, get that nutrition. Don't want to be malnourished out here. But, got a couple of guests. The B-Souls, want to say what's up?
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Dish. Shouts to Brittany, you know what I'm saying? That's going to be a living meme of this podcast from now on.
we just turned her into a meme.
Yeah, but that's crazy. Thanks for tuning in.
And then Dom, what's good?
We're just going to act like he did not say that. Okay. All right. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, DomTrish97, a.k.a. Domzo Ball, a.k.a. your mom's favorite midnight snack. And, Brittany, hey, I didn't intend for you to become a meme, but if it is what it is, man, we get these dishes out there and our dishwashers clean them. So, homie, we good.
He went on his Paul George tip. It is what it is. Hey, man.
Listen, she's more of a man than me at the end of the day.
Might be more of a man than Paul George, too, low-key.
Listen, I'm just saying, low-key, she's more manlier than half the NBA, at least. At least half.
All right. Half. You guys think if she was in the NBA, she could be an all-star? I guess that's what we're going to talk about first. All-stars, the captains were announced earlier this week, or last week, I think, and then the reserves were just announced. I think the reserves for the East were what? Kyle Lowry, John Wall, Bradley Beal, Victor Oladipo, Kevin Love, Al Horford, and who was the last guy? Jesus. Oh, Porzingis. That's right.
Oh, God. We just forgot about Porzingis.
I knew it was someone big. And then in the West, it was, of course, Russell Westbrook, Damian Lillard, Klay Thompson, Jimmy Butler, Kat, Marcus Aldridge, and Draymond Green. First off, what do you guys think about the reserves? Who do you think got snubbed and who shouldn't have made it? B-Souls?
I mean, honestly, like, everyone that made it seemed like they deserved it to me.
Oh, pause. No. I gotta disagree right there. Al Horford should not be an all-star.
Oh my God.
There is no way.
I'm just saying.
There is no way.
Nah, bro.
His defensive presence, second best player first seed in the East?
No.
What?
No, that don't mean nothing.
What you mean?
I'm sorry. Bro, B-So, listen, man. I give all the respect to the Celtics every time I get a chance, man. But, yo, Al Horford's not a fucking all-star, bro. I'm sorry.
How is 13 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists? That's an all-star?
Like Shaq said, he can give you that right now.
Like, I just don't understand how he would make it over a Drummond who's putting up 15, 15, and 4.
That is true.
He's winning, bro. What seed are the Pistons?
So you're gonna just because he's on a better team.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Second best play.
I mean, Lowry's in there too.
Why didn't Hassan Whiteside get it over, or Marcin Gortat get it over Kristaps Porzingis? Jesus Christ.
They're not better.
What?
They're just not better. Okay, you can really argue Horford.
You can make
over
an
Drummond.
Argument that Horford is better than Drummond.
Yeah.
What? Let me hear. What's your argument?
Better passer.
No, not really.
Spread the floor. Not really.
Drummond's a much improved passer this year.
He's been much improved. Listen, but Al Horford's proven.
SDC, calm down, bro. I hope it's better passing. Nah, consistency is the key. Just because Drummond is showing you he's doing it because of Jokic. I'm just saying, don't get too hype. All right, Drummond wouldn't have done this had there been no Jokic. So come on. Mm. And if he's doing this again next year, then I mean, remember, Jakim Noah was looked at as a great passer, as a big man, because he did it for 1 year. So come on now.
Yeah. Man, and then the whole he stretches the floor and all this stuff, so he should be able to shoot.
How is
he only giving you 13? How is Andre Drummond still averaging more points? I don't understand.
I mean, but
that.
Look at the system that they're playing in, too. That's another thing.
Andre Drummond's a primary offensive option.
Look at the centers and look at the criteria. How many players are really that negative or that close to being 500 or below 500 in the East alone. Not talking about the West. Bro. We're just talking about the East because the East is its own thing. We can't compare it to the West because the talent in the West is a lot different than the talent in the East. I love Victor Oladipo being an all-star in the East now, and he just came from the West. And he was an easy first and was. So, just saying. I mean, I'm nothing to take away from Victor Oladipo. He's that nigga. Victor, love you, bro. I always knew from day one in Indiana you were going to be great, and now you're great. So, congratulations. But, I mean, he's an all-star now. Reality comes fast.
Just, no, Victor, I'm not mad about Victor Oladipo. He for sure deserved it, but Al Horford is not.
I'm just saying, out of all the guys in the East,
he's not.
How many
all-star?
Centers are on no. great teams in the East?
At all.
It's not even all-star. It's like what
caliber?
Russell Westbrook. I agree with one thing Russell Westbrook said, is that some of the guys that made the all-star teams aren't all-stars. Just because you make the team, don't make you an all-star. Al Horford is a great team player.
Yeah. But it's not, but this not is his first all-star game, though.
He's only been an all-star because he's been in the East.
Let's be real. If you're judging a player's greatness and his resume off of all-star appearances, that's a problem in itself. So it's like,
that is very true. But still, I'm just saying, it's not like, oh, Al Horford magically just gets to be an all-star playing with the Celtics. Like, I mean, he's been an all-star before. It's not like it's really some bum-ass nigga just being all-star. It's not like Zaza getting an all-star. It's a lot different. If Zaza Pachulia was an all-star that year, who cares about being an all-star? But Al Horford's been an all-star before.
That's only because the big man situation in the East has always been so bad.
I mean, you can't blame Al Horford for that. He capitalized on it.
But does that make him, like, a legit all-star?
I mean, but you're comparing him to the other big men in the East. It's not his fault.
He shouldn't have made it over Drummond.
I mean, 13, 8, and 5, very efficient from the field. Second best player on the first seed in the East.
And he's playing a lot better defense.
And like, his defense, like he was his a defensive player. He was a defensive player of the year candidate early in the season.
So,
well, the first five games.
Nah, chill out.
You're just mad because Andre Drummond gets fucked up by Joel Embiid every time they play, bro.
The same way Wiggins is going off right now because of me. Oh, watch God. Out, SDC. Watch out. My man Big Al might go off.
Go off and do what?
Score?
Bro, him scoring 15 is going off.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you this, he is very inconsistent, but he's had stretches, like 10-game stretches averaging like 17 to 18 points a game. So,
all right, I'm going to get off Al Horford's back. I'll get off Al Horford now. I got nothing against him. He's a really nice player. It's just, you know, when you look at everyone else in the All-Star game, yeah, it's Al Horford. I mean, he's going to be the last person picked. I'm guaranteeing you that right now.
If he's not the last pick, somebody's real disrespectful. Just saying, if you pick Al Horford first, I mean, not first, but if you pick Al Horford before me, we got to fight.
I mean, wait, all right, let's see. Who would you guys pick if you were building your team? Because it's going to go, they pick from the starters. LeBron gets the first pick, then Curry. They have to pick all the starters, and then Curry's going to get the first pick with the reserves. How do you see the picks playing out?
Horford really might be the last pick. I'm not
gonna. Oh, he is.
I mean, if Drummond was there, he'd be the last pick too.
Dang.
That would be
low key.
It would be a debate between like him and Aldridge.
No, not really.
Not really. I'm
not really. Yeah, if you're not picking Aldridge, you're a Pistons fan. Just saying. Like, come on now. Either you're a Pistons fan or you're a Pacers fan. I mean, not Pacers, but Blazers fan.
Yeah,
that's the only criteria.
I don't think Blazers fans have like any hard feelings towards him.
I mean, they're still Blazers fans that have hard feelings towards Brandon Roy, and I never thought I'd. And I met
towards Brandon Roy.
And he doesn't like him. I met a Blazers fan that does not like Brandon Roy. I low key almost blocked him because I was like you're retarded. You're stupid. You're an idiot.
Did he explain why?
He was just like, he said, look at Greg Oden. He's like what Greg Oden was, but he actually played. Low-key, he compares him to Joel Embiid a lot. I was like, nigga, what? That doesn't make sense. He was like, bro, I'm just saying, Joel Embiid is great, but he gets injured. He hasn't played yet. I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? I'm like, bro, Embiid's great. And Brandon Roy was great. He just got injured. It is what it is. That's the game. Nah, yeah, bro. You know how people... No, but you know how people blame, like, Derrick Rose for how he lands and shit?
Yeah.
He was trying to say how he would pull up on people and, like, get undercut. And just some weird... I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Undercut. He was really trying to blame him. Like, that. Bro, you're tripping.
If he wouldn't have shot those shots, he would have been still been in the league. If he would have just sat on the bench, he would still be in the league.
If he didn't play, he'd still be in the
No, but so do you guys think it's going to be get taken with the first pick? Like, what do you see the teams being?
If LeBron gets first pick?
Probably picking KD.
He'd probably be KD. He's trying to win.
Logie, probably, because he knows that's who Curry's going to pick. I'm LeBron. I'm picking KD. Then, yeah. That's because I would mess Curry's game plan all up. Either that or low-key Anthony Davis, too. It's KD or AD.
Well, I feel like LeBron, low-key, he could get Giannis and AD.
He'll get either.
You got either or. I don't know about both.
Honestly, I think he could get KD. Maybe he could get KD and AD since Curry said he would want to take Giannis.
Yeah.
And if he gets KD and AD, then the game's over.
I mean, whatever makes him have the best stats, that's what he... No, I'm
just... Oh, God. And no.
The best stats. It's the All-Star game.
He's stat padding the All-Star game.
He's trying to chase low-key, the ghost.
Low-key, was that not Russell Westbrook stat padding the All-Star game last year?
I mean, he was, but it's the All-Star game.
But he still didn't get the MVP, though.
But who did? Was it
AD? It was AD.
Oh, it was AD.
Because he won it in New Orleans.
No.
And then his prize was DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, everyone was like, the New Orleans got the biggest W of the All-Star weekend. They got AD, got All-Star MVP, and they got DeMarcus Cousins in the trade.
Damn. The best.
That was low-key the best weekend, the best stretch of basketball in New Orleans history.
Like, honestly, that weekend, that All-Star weekend for New Orleans was equal to about two championships in Golden State. Just because of the history they had, like, of not having shit to cheer about. Like, they got, like, the All-Star game and their hometown guy, not hometown, but their guy was out there dominating and having the best game of the All-Stars. And then you get the best center in the league that day. Like, what? That's a championship for them. You know, they have those standards. For them, that's a championship.
Yeah. I think, isn't, like, the first they've been as a franchise, like, the second round back when they had Chris Paul and they lost to the Spurs, something like that. When they had that Chris Paul, David right. West, Tyson Chandler.
That sounds about right.
Sounds about right to me.
And that was almost, what, like 10 years ago?
Jesus.
Man.
The league was a lot different back then.
It's one of those franchises that just, it's almost no point in existing.
I'm saying.
It was like, what were you thinking back then?
But do you guys think anyone else got snubbed? Paul George. What do you guys think about him not making the All-Star team?
I mean, he's in the West now.
But you think Draymond Green, I hear a lot of people saying he didn't deserve it over Paul George.
I mean,
I can really see what they mean because, I mean, Paul George is a really great defender. He's a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year for sure this year. And then, other than that, he's also been shooting extremely efficiently, just not in the clutch. He's been having a really low-key, underrated season. So
what is being snubbed, though, to y'all? Like, what does it mean to be snubbed from the All-Star?
If you're snubbed,
deserving to make it, but you didn't.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, but to say you're snubbed, like, you need to have, like, it's definitive that, oh, I should have made it at least over this guy.
I'm pretty sure most NBA fans would say Paul George deserved to make it over Draymond Green unless they're a Warriors fan.
No, not even that, because I don't feel like that.
And you think Draymond Green deserves it over Paul George?
Definitely.
Really?
Yeah. I think, I'm taking Draymond above PG in any type of picking system. Like, if I was to pick, make my own team, I would always pick Draymond before
Well,
PG.
Yeah, because I think Draymond Green's a better team player. Like, he can,
I mean,
like, he's a guy who we don't, he, because Paul George is a guy where he's gonna need to be at least a second option on the team, I think, in order to be successful. Draymond Green doesn't even need to try and shoot the ball. He can do other stuff, just like pass, rebound, and defend.
I mean, but at, and
in terms of like a strictly player versus player type of system, like a scenario, you're taking Draymond Green over Paul George?
If they would play one-on-one, I mean, of course I'm taking PG over him. But, I mean, in any other situation that's not them two going head-to-head, I'm taking Draymond Green. I mean, I just value Draymond a lot.
It's close. More than... It's really close.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not close. It's just for me, that's just, I'm picking Draymond over PG.
Man, I just can't believe Melo didn't make it low-key.
I'm not. I can believe it. I really can believe it. I'm kind of happy.
I mean, are you really snubbed, though, if the people who made it, like, deserved to be in it?
Yeah, that's another thing.
Because like, it's not like, you can argue Paul George over Draymond, but it's not like Draymond didn't deserve it.
I mean, it's not like...
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's not like having Kyle Lowry be an all-star. Like, if Kyle Lowry's an all-star and your guard didn't make it, I would feel snubbed regardless. Like, every point guard is snubbed in the East.
So, you think Ben Simmons should feel snubbed?
Yeah, Ben Simmons should feel snubbed. He's better than Kyle Lowry. I'm sorry.
He played like he was snubbed today. What did he have, like 16 points, 17 rebounds, 15 assists?
Yeah, because...
He played like he was snubbed.
Yeah, he was upset about that because, you know, Lowry's ass. So, Ben Simmons definitely should have been an all-star for Lowry. He's definitely snubbed.
But Lowry made his case when he dropped that 40 points in the loss. That was his case to make the all-star team.
And so was Wiggins.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Diesel, he's a hater. On the podcast right now, admit... never mind.
I'm not going to admit anything, bro. I was about to go back to
Wiggins' stats because I remember how I said before the pod that he was playing good in this game. Mm-hmm. Well, he hasn't done anything since the half yet. But it's still time.
What is the stat 9?
So he was 7 of 9 for 15. Now he's 7 of 12 for 15. Halfway through the third. So there's still time for him to...
Hey, what else is he doing outside of scoring?
Oh, he got 2 assists, 2 rebounds, and a block.
Oh, yeah. That's Wiggins' game.
Right. There you go.
That's classic Wiggins.
We regress into the mean, boys.
That's classic Wiggins right there, man.
Let me go on Wiggins real quick. He's been having a nice week, okay? But it still doesn't change my opinion.
Low-key, I heard on The Dish first, Wiggins seen B-Soul's video, man.
If he did, you're welcome.
He did, bro. You can't stop trying to keep the cat in the bag, man. The cat's out the bag, B-Souls. He seen your video. He DM'd you and said, this stretch is dedicated to you. Come on, man. Let the people know. B-Souls is the reason Andrew Wiggins is actually performing better. And it's also without Jimmy Butler. He's sending messages, bro. Sending messages, man.
Man, if only Kawhi wasn't injured, though, it would like be no discussion about any snubs in the West because it would have had Draymond Green would have been there. It would have been Kawhi. Kawhi probably would have been starting. So it would be probably 80 or Boogie coming off the bench.
Yeah, either way.
So then no one would be like Paul George's snub because who's he going to make it over, Boogie?
Exactly.
I mean, people will say Aldridge, but someone on the Spurs has to get... Maybe Aldridge actually wouldn't have made it then if Kawhi made it.
True.
Paul George or... But, yeah, I guess that's it for the All-Star, unless you guys want to add anything else.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, LeBron James.
That was not good All-Star. That was not good All-Star. That was so random.
On the All-Star appearance?
Congratulations. You know, you've been in it basically every year you've been in the league, but congratulations.
I was congratulating him for the 30K, but just because he's an All-Star and he's the captain and he gets first pick because he's the damn GOAT.
How did they decide who gets first pick? Was it whoever got like the most total votes?
It was just whoever was LeBron James.
Whoever was LeBron James.
That's who got first pick.
It's loser's ball.
Oh hey, what do you think about the...
Losing his ball first.
What do you guys think about it not being televised, though, like the draft process?
That sucks.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
That's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't they?
That's easy money.
Yeah.
Right. That's the whole point. I think that'll get more views than the actual game itself.
Yeah. Isn't the whole point of All-Star Weekend to be entertaining?
It's for the fans. Like,
because now they just gave birth to some conspiracies like, oh, it's going to be rigged. They didn't get to draft these teams.
Yeah.
Even though
what they're going to agree to some BS rules and blah, blah, blah is not going to be the same. They're just going to complain. But honestly, when was the last time All-Star Weekend as a whole was actually good? Like, never. So, yeah. Well, not never, but it's been a while.
It was the only good thing I can remember was the Zach LaVine versus Aaron Gordon dunk contest. That was...
That weekend was nice. That whole weekend?
Yeah, the whole weekend?
No, that whole weekend was nice.
I guess compared to the other ones, but the dunk contest made it nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really remember the game.
But then they fucked it up. Just saying.
I'm just glad then they got
Baller's Life dunkers and shit that go dunk, and then they couldn't complete their dunks. So
yeah, who was that? They brought someone who had Derek played, like, Jones a 12. Jr. He had like 4 minutes logged in actual game time before.
Hey, have you seen him this year though? At least in the D League and the games he's actually played in the league? Oh, this nigga's bouncing everywhere. I think he plays for the Heat. They might have him in the dunk contest.
No, hopefully they already announced this players in the dunk contest. Yeah, it's Aaron Gordon's doing it again. Yeah, Victor Oladipo, Larry Nance Jr. and Dennis Smith Jr.
This one low key might be whack. It might be like one solid. It's going to be one solid dunk here. Hopefully, can see it now.
Aaron Gordon was hurt last year, so hopefully he's better this year. So maybe he can, because his dunks last year were disappointing.
Oladipo, he might pull some bullshit like he pulled before.
Yeah, when he started singing.
Yeah, like
that was.
We never forget Oladipo. We ain't forget about that shit. we definitely ain't forget. Wait,
wasn't
that,
he in the same one as Zach LaVine?
I think it was like the was it.
I think it was the same one. It might have been the same one.
Yeah, it was the first year.
The
first year. I think so. Yeah, it was the first year.
So, good news is maybe he's like a good luck charm where it'll be like Larry Nance Jr. versus Aaron Gordon showdown.
Larry Nance is in there. I forgot.
I just don't know. Is Larry going to do anything exciting?
I don't know. He might be one of those guys that's great in-game dunker.
Yeah, he's a poster guy. He's a poster guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what he is. So I don't understand why he's in the dunk contest. Dennis Smith Jr., he's 6'1". So the things he's going to have a little guy effect, basically.
Yeah, just jump over someone big, try and be like Nate Robinson.
Yeah, but honestly, the dunk contest isn't lit if they don't have, like, the actual who's doing shit we've never seen dunk. Like, it's not fun unless they're doing that type of shit. Because the last few years, because of the little dunk contest they be showing, like, during the damn finals and shit like that, because of that shit, it's like, why even watch the NBA dunk contest? Because y'all not doing half this shit. Like, it's literally a white dude with, like, fucking green hair who can do a 360 fucking put both his arms in the rim. Like, why are we even watching the NBA dunk contest? You niggas are doing regular-ass windmills. And like, bitch, like, you're 6'8". What the fuck you mean, Like, there's people out here that are 6'1", fucking doing cartwheels and then East Bayon over people. But you niggas want to watch the NBA players like, do tomahawks.
Nah, they blow cupcakes. They blow cupcakes.
Oh, my fucking bro, the NBA dunk contest hasn't been lit since they've stopped being the
since it was John Wall or Paul George. Remember that one?
Right? That was actually fun.
That was awful. The group dunk contest? That was awful.
That was awful, but PG and John Wall made that lit.
No, they didn't.
That was the most cringe,
but still, it was memorable for me.
I remember when that dunk contest ended. I was like, "That's it." I was expecting more. I was like,
"But it was a group dunk." Like, whoever came up with that concept was that's retarded.
That was like a school assembly. Like, it just ended
like
abruptly.
That seemed like a pep rally dunk contest. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I think low key what it was is they saw the viewership starting to drop. So like, oh, we gotta cut this. It's over.
Shit was whack. Niggas like, was missing
dunk contest.
John Wall jumped over the mascot, and that shit was licking me. I don't care. A little dance and shit. It was cringy, but it was fun.
That whole jumping over things, like, yeah, I really don't get the whole appeal.
That's overused.
I don't get the whole appeal. Like, if you're vertical, is at a certain height. Like, you're just showing off your vert, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't jump over bullshit. Like, if you jump over somebody, like, you have to jump over somebody. They can't be hunched over.
Blake yeah. Griffin jump over a Kia.
Yeah, that was bullshit. I'm so mad that people actually got hyped. I knew people that, it was so amazing. Like, I understand I can't jump over a hood of a car. But, nigga, but that doesn't look that fucking impressive.
I'm sure,
like,
there are a lot of people out there that can just do that, too.
And yeah. There is a lot of people that can do that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, when I was watching it, I was 11, so I got hyped as heck.
Like, I thought now I could do that.
At the time, I was like, this is bullshit. And now I'm like, this is bullshit. Like, I'm thinking he's about to jump over the car. This thing, oh, jump over the
They could have like, at least made it like, make it like a Hummer or something big.
Or something elevated. Yeah, it was right. A fucking Kia. Like, what? You're 6'9", 6'10", you're jumping over the hood of a Kia?
Right, you bring out a go-kart, jump over the
like, what the fuck is this?
Look, yeah, I'm bringing out a Hot Wheel going dunk contest. No, but hopefully it's good this year. I know Aaron Gordon's going to be one to look up for. Larry Nance, I feel like he's going to be an in-game dunker. Old Depot, we've already seen what he could do. He was disappointing. Dennis Smith is, I think, too small to do anything really dope. So, it's meh. Meh.
Meh.
Well, who's in the 3-point? Who's in the 3-point?
Right now we got Klay Thompson, Bradley Beal, Kevin Love was invited. He didn't say whether he was going to do it or not. And then Devin Booker.
Why is Curry not in?
Man, he I don't know.
All he's doing is shooting jump shots. Come on now.
You don't want to get hurt.
For jump? Oh my god. Hurt.
You could sprain the wrist.
Sprain. Get a cramp. Wrist.
He doesn't even have to practice. He just has to show
carpal
up.
Tunnel.
Carpal tunnel. Head ass.
How many times did he won it? Twice?
Twice, I think. And then he lost to Klay? Yeah.
Man, you would think he'd want to come back and get revenge, but I guess he loses once and he's like, I'm good. Can't lose again. Like, I don't want my 3-point contest record to look like LeBron's finals record.
Oh, wow.
We went
is
there.
Is he wrong? Is he wrong? Is he wrong, Dom?
And you went there too.
Let the people know. Let the people know. Is he wrong?
I hate you, Moff. I hate y'all. I hate y'all so much.
This is Chris Axman, host of Deep Positioning, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about eLiquid.com. Step up your vape game this season. Try something new, replenish your favorite e-liquid, or treat yourself to an upgrade, whatever you choose. eLiquid.com, sure to have it, value price, and ready to be shipped to you in lightning speed. They have amazing fast shipping, with most orders, including mine, shipping the same day when ordered at 2 p.m. Pacific time, with every type of product you could possibly imagine, not just e-liquid, but hardware, tanks, replacement coils, atomizers, batteries, accessories, and DIY supplies. eLiquid.com has you covered, and they always keep the customer in mind. eLiquid.com is all about making vape shopping easier. And plus, eLiquid.com has one of the most user-friendly shopping experiences around, with easy-to-navigate menus, descriptive product details, customer reviews to help you make the right choice. And the best part is, you can get 20% off your first purchase. Visit eLiquid.com, that's eLiquid.com/Almighty, and use promo code Almighty, ALMIGHTY, during checkout and get a 20% discount. That's 20% off at eLiquid.com/Almighty using the promo code Almighty during checkout, ALMIGHTY, and get a 20% discount on any vaping product at eLiquid.com.
I guess that's a good transition, though. LeBron James did just reach a huge milestone. The first player to ever get 30,000 points, 7,000 rebounds, 7,000 assists, and the youngest player to ever reach 30,000 points in his career. What do you guys think about that? Like, how big of an accomplishment do you think it is?
I mean, I've always thought he was the GOAT, so just adds to it. Like, add another chink in the armor of why he's the GOAT to me. Like, that's amazing that he's on that list of hitting 30K, and he's a pass, and he's seen as a pass first type of guy compared to those guys.
Yeah.
And honestly, if he had the mindset of a Jordan or Kobe, he could have been got it. He could have got a couple, he could have got a year or two earlier. Minimum year or two earlier. Just if he had a scoring mindset.
Yeah. So I think it's very impressive. Like, there's nothing else you can say but to say it's impressive. Like, people might compare it to how Jordan and them guys got it, but at the end of the day, the guy has scored 30,000 points. Only 7 people have done that. So.
And he's the youngest.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like you said, there's no way you can really discredit that. I can't think of an argument for anything saying it's overrated or it's not that
padding,
impressive.
Bro. He's stat padding.
But it came out of high school.
You're right.
He didn't. I've actually
he's
seen
been
somebody.
In 15 years.
I've seen somebody on the little Hoop Talk City. Go follow Hoop Talk City on Instagram, bro. Anyway, Plug. I seen in the little comment section there that somebody was like, Is there an asterisk by him and Kobe being on the list because they came straight out of high school? And I was what? I was like, what do you mean? Like, who told the rest of the niggas to go to college? I don't understand.
Right.
Like,
anyone on that list could have tried to come out of high school.
Exactly. There's not an unfair advantage. Like, they weren't good enough, or they just didn't want to.
And the fact that they were that good straight out of high school. Like, most of those guys, including Jordan, needed to go to college.
So, that is true.
You're going to hold it against them for being good earlier?
Amen. LeBron got a 4-year head start. 3-year head start.
Yeah, whatever. The one thing I think that's like stopping people from praising it so much right now is just because of how bad the Cavs are. I mean, if they were doing good and LeBron reached that, I think it would have been seen as a much bigger deal. But considering they lost that game that he got the milestone, they lost pretty much every other game they've played in the past month.
It's a microcosm of his career.
Pretty much. Low-key, this whole month has just symbolized his entire career.
Dysfunctional. Like, but he has stats.
Greatness, dysfunctional, and losing. That's pretty
much. I hate you.
He's the greatest dysfunction. He's the greatest dysfunctional loser in NBA history.
Oh my God.
I hate you so much. I hate y'all so much. And real quick, because this is odd to me. We were saying how should Al Horford be an all-star. Just did a sim on 2K, and he's the MVP of the finals on the Celtics. Just saying. I'm just saying. And his stat line is 14.7 boards and 4 steals. Just saying.
Do you know how dry the NBA finals that would have to be? If I ever see Al Horford win finals MVP, I'm done.
Hey. I'm just saying.
Watch out. We talking about the Cavs being dysfunctional. Watch out.
Iguodala got one. All I'm saying is, if Iguodala gets one, I'm pretty sure Al Horford gets one.
Put Al Horford on KD. See what KD do now.
He gonna take them ankles.
Bet.
In the finals, if I see Al Horford on KD, KD is taking them ankles.
Tragically.
All right, SEC, bet.
And KD has to retire. God. If it was the Warriors for the Celtics?
It would have to be.
KD would have to retire. He has to go to another team. He has to go to Boston.
He'd have to go to Boston. If you can't beat Big Al, you gotta join Big Al.
If you get clamped up by Al Horford and let him win finals MVP, you got to go to Boston, KD.
Hey, Alfred was never a bad defender. He can't get boards.
I mean, but he ain't clamping KD. Nobody clamping KD.
I bet.
They turn on to Kawhi on steroids. But anyways, back to the Cavs. Kevin Love, this dude has been having a bad, bad week in Cleveland. They called him out for faking against Oklahoma City Thunder last Saturday. I think news came out that it was Isaiah Thomas that was the one who originally accused him of faking being sick. And then other than that, you know, Tyronn Lue low-key kind of roasted him too, saying he was like, it's crazy. He was like, it's crazy that some of the players want to blame Kevin Love for that loss. Kevin Love not playing. Who knows? If he would have played, maybe they would have dropped 170.
That really helps him out. Really helps out his confidence. They would have played worse with him on the court.
Our defense was already bad enough. We add Kevin Love. We give him extra 20 points. We had a better chance with him out of the game.
That's crazy. Because they were winning when he was on the court. I'm asleep.
And then against the Spurs, when LeBron reached 30K points, there was a play when he went down to the paint. He was trying to defend the paint. He got bodied, went down. And then he reaches his arm up to ask for help to get up. Jay Crowder and J.R. Smith, low-key, were both right there. They both see him. J.R. Smith quickly turns around, act like he does see him, starts going back down the court. And Jay Crowder goes around, kind of steps over it, and just inbounds the ball, leaving him there. So,
that's so sus, man. It's stuff like that that makes me wonder, like, are they even going to make the finals? Like, I'm being serious. Like, I know they've made the finals, like, the past 4 years. But it's never been this bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, this is a whole new level of dysfunction. Like, they don't like each other. It's never they don't like each other.
Like, it's always been on court most of the time, but right now, it's getting personal. It's getting personal.
Yeah, when your teammate doesn't help you up. Like, I see other guys from other teams help them up. I'm pretty sure some of the Spurs might have offered to help them up. But your own teammates just look at you and inbound the basketball. That's crazy. You guys think that maybe he's gonna get traded or will come out and ask for a trade because of this?
Because of that individual incident,
because of all the stuff that's been coming out.
But yeah, I can see LeBron wanting up out of Cleveland.
No, I'm talking about Love.
Oh, Love? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, him too. I can see this team just getting disbanded before the trade deadline. Like, I can see it getting there.
There's not much of the team to get disbanded. I don't think anyone's really going to trade for Isaiah Thomas. LeBron can't be traded.
You'd be surprised. They can go through a Cleveland rebuild. I mean, you got to understand.
But they can't even move the pieces they got. Like, who's going to trade for J.R.
Smith? I'm pretty sure any team would, well, not J.R. Smith, but I'm talking about guys like IT, Kevin Love, LeBron. I mean, they'll give them niggas up for, like, some... If the Rockets came out and they were just like, okay, give us, I don't know, 2 first rounders and fucking Ryan Anderson, we'll give you LeBron for this year. Like, who knows? Just something crazy. They would do that because they, like, what else can they do?
Well, LeBron would have to agree to that. He has no trade clause. I don't see, he's not the type of person that would ever let himself get traded. Even if it is to Houston, which I know that's probably where he wants to go.
He'll pull a Kyrie. This is Cleveland we talking about. I'm just saying, I didn't see that, but if I was LeBron and I seen that shit, I'd say them niggas need to get traded. Trade both of them. Fuck that. I'd have made a scene. Get me fucked up.
Yeah, I hit 30K tonight. Jay Crowder is like the new guy, too. He's like the new guy on the team, disrespecting someone that's been there, that won the championship with him.
You know what it is? He ain't seen him flip the switch yet. Like, he's always had to play against him. And he's always, okay, I'm just saying,
he ain't seen him flip the switch.
He ain't seen him flip the switch yet, bro. I'm just saying, watch. In the playoffs, he gonna help him up every goddamn time. It's gonna be magic. But
Jay Crowder's probably like, I'm the one that told Kelly Olynyk dislocate your shoulder back in 2015.
This nigga.
I sent the hit out on you.
I mean, like people keep on bringing up trading people, but it aren't trades like the reason why all of this is happening. So I don't really know like how.
I mean, I think the reason. Oh, go ahead.
I think it could be, but here's I do see what you mean, like, where the chemistry is, like, all shaken off with all these new guys trying to fit all these pieces together, and maybe they don't fit, maybe their personalities just don't mesh on the court or anything like that, so that could be a huge problem. What I also think it could be is, this could be another side effect of the Kyrie Irving trade. Not only did they maybe miss him on the court, but, like, in the locker room, because I know a lot of the guys on the Cavs came out and said they were really tight with Kyrie Irving. The guys like J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson, all those now irrelevant guys that the Cavs have left on that roster. All of them were really tight with Kyrie Irving. So maybe he was like, you know, the guy that held the team together, kind of, where they could still come out and play well. And now that he's not there, they don't have that. They have LeBron trying to win championships and then them being trash. Isaiah Thomas complaining that he misses Boston. Kevin Love out with stomach aches. It's just like all a mess, and there's no one guy there that can, you know, bring the guys together.
I just see a lot of personal agendas, because IT's trying to get his money. LeBron has his own thing. Guys like Tristan Thompson's trying to prove his worth and stuff like that. Bro, you're not worth it, bro.
is he really trying to? If he's trying to prove his worth, that's sad, because he ain't worth.
I know he's failing. He's failing. I know. He's failing, but he's trying. You know what I'm saying? And then Kevin Love's just trying to, he's just trying to fit in like usual. You know, he's always the odd man out for some reason.
In his interview, he did an interview after the whole situation. They asked about it. He was like, "I wish none of this stuff got out, but it did. I just, you know, show up for the team, try and do the right thing, and shut up. That's all I do on this team."
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that not true though?
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah, so. Shout out to Kevin Love. He just plays the game.
Because I know a lot of players would have snapped by now.
Yeah. Like, I know he doesn't perform in some moments, like, you know, the finals. But, you know, he doesn't, he's silent about it. He doesn't make a ruckus about the whole situations. So, shout out to Kevin Love.
Man. But it's over for Cleveland. I don't see them ever coming back from this.
Ooh. Dumb.
I don't.
What do you have to say?
You know, I mean, again, another year, another sad year of the Cavs being so tragically bad in the regular season. I told you, I don't care into the playoffs. It's just how it is. I stand by my opinion still,
I don't see how things are magically going to get better in the playoffs this time.
Hey, it's not supposed to get worse, Dom. Year by year, it's not supposed to get worse.
But somehow it always does. And just fix in the playoffs. And now, I'm just saying, two games in round one, I might have a change of heart. But until then, no. Switch. Flip. All it is, man. They played so competitively against the Warriors. And it was like, they didn't win because they're not better. But I'm just saying, they showed effort. They're not showing effort. They don't care. I don't care. It might not sound crazy. It might sound crazy. But they just might know, like, listen, players that play with Michael Jordan knew, I'm playing with Michael. Things are just going to happen because I'm playing with Michael. When you're playing with Kobe when he was in his heyday, they was like, listen, I could do crack because I'm playing with Kobe. You know, I'm smart older. I'm playing with Kobe. Ron Artest is like, hey, they might not pass me the ball. They may always say give it to Kobe. But, hey. He got me a ring because it's Kobe. They might just be like, hey, listen, for the last 3 years, Tristan Thompson, JR, Amon, all them guys have been able to do whatever they want, drink all the Hennessy, take all the shirtless picks, be the same players they always want to be in the regular season, and somehow, some way in the playoffs, they're just elevated to this holy team in the East. The team. I didn't say the players. I'm saying the team is just so holy because of LeBron James and what Kyrie was able to do. Kevin Love never showed up, but hey, he did whatever he had to do for them to win when they did win. But like, the regular season doesn't matter to these guys. It might sound stupid to say. But it might sound
odd. You know what? What does matter? The finals. The finals matter.
And they lose
every time. That's the goal, right?
I mean, but listen, what are you supposed to do when the other team has KD? And you, like, how are you supposed? They're trying to.
They have the talent, Dom. Let's be real. They have the talent to beat them.
Offseason.
The talent isn't working.
Like, there's a reason why we say that when they show effort, that it's a close game. You know what I'm saying? Because they have the talent to match up against them.
But they don't have the talent to finish. They don't have the talent to definitively beat that team. They don't.
They kind of do. Because most of their losses are based on late fourth quarter stretches where they just slack off, which is due to the habits they're building off of these just coasting in the regular season.
I mean,
like game three in the finals last year. They couldn't do shit without LeBron on the court.
I mean, and that's why he's trying to get these trades going, and they're just not working out. I mean, that is the exact reason why he's doing what he comes out and says he needs help when he does. Like, I mean, you're just proving his point. You're proving my point when it comes to LeBron. Like, get the nigga help. The help that you do get, it's ass. Like it's not working.
Every time he requests help, he gets it.
That's as of lately. Come on.
Ever since he came to Miami, ever since he's been actually a championship contender.
Not ever since he came to Miami, no. He went to Miami to build that team, but he never started demanding help until he came back to Cleveland. And why is he doing this? Because his first 7 years in Cleveland, he didn't. And look what his career was the first 7 years. Nothing, because they didn't do anything. So he feels he has to do this. Now, please tell me the last player that can just openly come out to the public and say, hey, we need help. And it actually works. Oh my god. Anyway, just name me the player that just comes out and says we need help and it actually works. Show me the format to how you're supposed to build a team as a player. Oh, I'm sorry, there is no format. He's doing this shit off a whim. He's just doing it. It's just happening. And look, man, it's gonna be shitty at times. It looked good at first. Now it doesn't. Now it's plan B, plan C, plan D. Like I'm like, this isn't working. It doesn't look good. And I'm like I said, two games into round one of the Eastern Conference playoffs, I might have a totally different view on the Cavaliers. But as of right now, I'm same the way I am with the Raptors. I don't care. It's the regular season. These two teams change in the playoffs. So I'm going to wait to see what happens. And either the teams are going to change like they did for the last 4 years or last 3 years, or something's going to actually, you know, be different.
All right.
That's just how I look at it,
man.
But the Cavs are looking like extremely ass. Like I'm not trying to say the Cavs are don't say they're ass or anything. Like they're ass, but I just don't care that they're ass. That's all it is. At the end of the day, I get it. Like they're bad, but I don't care.
He said I don't care that they suck.
Listen, I've developed the mindset like LeBron in the regular season, bro. I'm wearing on with him. Like, who cares? Fuck it. You know? like it's going to happen, I guess. Like,
what's good, y'all? This is your boy, Justin, a.k.a. Just Blaze, host of Above the Rim. And if you want a raw take on the NBA, Above the Rim is a show for you. With dope beats and entertaining guests each week, we offer a great new insight on all things NBA. You don't want to miss it. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Almighty Baller Network.
I literally just got a notification saying that LeBron James is upset. Remember back in the summer when the Cavs had the opportunity to trade Kyrie Irving and get back Paul George and Eric Bledsoe?
I seen that earlier. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, they just got a notification that he's upset that they didn't do that trade.
LeBron, you're not helping the Cavs. God damn it. You're not helping the Cavs.
Oh man, so he's trying to get him help. Oh man.
I mean, but
come on, man.
I mean, but listen. If I'm LeBron, I'm just saying, let's just understand. They said they were only doing that if he decided to stay. All he's saying is they mad he didn't do it. He's mad they didn't do it. But like, why does he need to stay for them to do that? You know, like he doesn't want to play with them after
this guy. This
like LeBron doesn't want to sign 5 more years to the Cavs or 4 more years.
That's the problem with LeBron. He be asking for all this help, but the reason they can't get help is because he won't commit. Just freaking commit and they'll get the help. Come on, LeBron.
He was like, "Get these players," and me like, "Are you gonna stay?" I ain't say that. Just get these players for me.
We're going to see what happens. Get these players. We're going to see what happens. If it works, I stay. If not, hey, it's not my fault. It was your idea. It was your idea. Oh, it's LeBron, man.
Listen, bro. I forced to do it.
Listen, bro. Every GOAT has his flaws. No matter how, what they were, every GOAT got their flaws. This is just LeBron's flaw. Like, I'm sorry. It's just every GOAT got their flaw, man. His biggest flaw is just like he wanted it so bad. He went to get it, and now he has high standards, and he's uppity with it. So, hey, he's like a bougie black woman. That's what LeBron is. He's a bougie black girl of the NBA. So,
dang. High maintenance.
That's what he is, man. You see how cringy his son was when he was saying congratulations? You seen that Logan Paul dab he did?
No, I didn't.
OBJ Jr. Like, did you see that? Like, that was so terrible. Like, I've taught you better than that, bro. Come on. What are you doing? That was so cringy. But the daughter made up for it. She's nice.
Man, I don't know. LeBron needs to go to somewhere where this can't happen. I don't know where he's gonna go. Probably just Houston. And I don't see him pulling this in Houston because they already got everything he needs there.
True.
Nah, bro.
Yeah,
they don't have a stretch big. They don't have a stretch big.
They got Ryan Anderson.
Say, nah, what is Ryan Anderson, bro?
Now, wouldn't they have to release him to sign him?
No, I mean,
to free up cash.
They probably do. They probably do. I think they do. They gotta get rid of Ryan Anderson because they have no cash space right now, and no one's coming off the book.
So once that happens, they don't have stretch fours, bro.
Literally everyone on their bench though, and keep Ryan Anderson. I mean, you just have to build a real shitty bench.
They got PJ Tucker.
Get him out of there.
They could slide Ariza over to the four.
Get him out of there. You get LeBron.
Do you really think the Cavs need to make a trade? Or is it just like they should just fix it internally?
They
don't need to do nothing.
There's no trade they can make that matters.
That's what I'm saying.
I think they need to just blow it up. Because there's nothing they can do to like actually contend. That's just my view on it. They just need to blow it up. There's nothing they do. Like, they're not winning this year. Now, they're winning the East regardless. To me, they're getting through the East. But they're just not going to win the finals. And if the goal is, like Bezos said, to win the finals, you're not doing it. So blow it up. Like, at this
They ain't got nothing to blow up. All they got is LeBron.
I mean, trade whatever you can for the bare minimum. I don't know, man. You got the Nets pick. Just
keep it. Keep that shit. Do not trade that.
Listen, keep it. Take your rookie out this class and just build around.
First off, they need to ask for some scouting. They need to get some scouting advice before they.
Use that pick.
Because their history has been real shaky. Outside of Kyrie, LeBron, I guess.
Wiggins,
who was outside of the ones that were extremely obvious choices, they missed on everything out franchise.
I'm just
history.
Saying, but Deion Waiters wasn't that bad.
What?
I mean, Deion was drafted by him.
Wait, what year was Deion Waiters drafted?
The same year as Kyrie.
All right, what draft class was that?
2011,
2012?
I thought Deion was with Tristan Thompson.
No, he was with Kyrie, wasn't he?
No, it was Anthony Davis draft class, and it was Deion Waiters was there. They passed up on Damian Lillard. Oh. Wait, who else? What was the draft class? So if he's young, but how fourth. Many? Pass the one. Damian Lillard, obviously. Andre Drummond. Austin Rivers.
Wow.
I think this one Draymond Green was in that too.
Draft. He went undrafted.
Pretty sure Draymond Green was in this one too. There's Evan Fournier, I guess.
There's not a lot they could have passed up on, to be honest. It was an all right pick.
And then they had Kyrie, so why would they pick Damian Lillard, too? So,
yeah.
I mean, it would have been a nice problem to have. It would have been Dame and Kyrie. Would that be too much different than Dame and CJ?
I'm just saying, but if you... I mean, but that's the Blazers. We're not talking about the Blazers. We're talking about the Cavs.
But there's no way you can just say, yeah, I picked Deion Waiters because we already got Kyrie.
I'm just saying, if you're putting your team together, right, And the first year putting the team together, you say, okay, this draft, I'm picking this star point guard. He shows up to be the rookie of the year. Okay, you're going into the draft to get another point guard? Really? That's your move?
I'm taking the best player available.
I'm just saying, I'm taking the best player available. They wouldn't get a two guard. And at the time, I mean, Fournier waiters.
Or they could have been like, we need a big man to put next to Kyrie. Let's go get Andre Drummond.
That is true. I mean, this is the Cavs. They still had Varejao.
And what draft class was Tristan Thompson in? Was he the one with Kyrie?
Oh, yo, was it Tristan and Kyrie?
I know. I think one of those years they had two top five picks. That's all.
I think it was Tristan and Kyrie. Yeah, it had to be. Wait, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so Kyrie came in together. That's
how they were so close. That draft, they could have had Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard.
Jeez.
Tobias Harris. That draft Harris. Class was
OG. Jeez. I think Hayward. Wasn't Hayward in that?
I think Hayward was 2010.
Oh, true.
He was 2010.
Yeah, I just know this draft class. They got Butler in this one.
Yeah, but he was like a second. I can't play second round picks or like late first round picks because that's like who would have known type things.
Yeah.
That is true.
But
pass up on IT.
Yeah, they passed up on IT. They passed up on the 60th pick.
They were sleeping.
We knew we'd get with the last pick. That was our plan. That was their draft. That was their scheme. We're gonna get the best play. We're gonna get one of the top five players last. Rub insult to injury. You all passed up on them two or three times.
Man, do you guys ever look at old NBA drafts and just realize how many players don't make it?
I've done that. It is so funny.
I mean, just looking at this one, there's like 12 of the players that are still in the NBA. Everyone else is like, who is this?
I remember Nolan Smith. After he got drafted, he came to a basketball event in Durham and everyone's autographed.
Whoever drafted Dallas, New Jersey, the Nets, the fact that you would draft someone named Jujuan Johnson.
What?
I'm pretty sure that was a Nets pick that the Celtics used. He was on the squad, you know what I'm saying?
The fact they would ever draft someone named Jujuan Johnson.
I remember Marshawn Brooks. They were hyping him up as the next Kobe.
Hey, bro, Marshawn was that guy. What happened? The Nets curse, man. They got rid of him. I don't know what happened. Marshawn was a bucket on 2K.
Yeah. And then you got
team? Marshawn Brooks?
That jump shot was wet.
Ooh, that's a fact.
And then Sacramento drafted someone named Tyler Honeycutt.
I remember Tyler Honeycutt. He's in a free agency on 2K whenever you go in there. I remember Honeycutt.
The fact that we only remember these players because of 2K.
Because of 2K, facts.
Man.
The guy that was drafted doesn't even have a basketball reference page.
Bro, Dom, do you remember your Lakers drafting Chuck Woodbury, Magdaboom?
Nigga, what did you just say to me?
With the 56th pick in the 2011 NBA draft, Los Angeles Lakers select Chuck Woodbury.
What position does he play? Did he play?
He doesn't even have stats. It's just a blank slate. Like it was from a 1950s stat line. I'm asleep. Look at the guy out there. CC 57. He doesn't even have a page to click on. Targui Ngombo.
What? Yo, what are these teams be thinking when they pick in the second round? Like, okay, what are we going for here? Let's get
freaky with it.
Those are the ones that should be mad. Like, we could have had Isaiah Thomas, but we got Targui.
Uh-oh. It might be Rose Sessions.
Bro, let me see. I just Googled Targui. So I guess he was a... There was a rumor back then when he was drafted, he was actually 26.
Oh, God.
Tanguy Dogombo is actually 26. David Kahn bought an ineligible draft pick.
He wasn't even eligible. I'm sorry.
He was a whole grown man.
Damn, come on.
But he's Tanguy. A rookie. He got potential. Whole time about to be in his prime. His rookie in his prime.
It's only his fourth year. He's 30.
He can still develop. He can still develop. No, he can't. He's done.
Hey, I'll give Wiggins credit. He's still 22, right? But this man would be 30.
Oh God, that's too funny.
Let me see this Chuck Wiedebeer.
Who?
Chuck Wiedebeer Mandibum.
Man. Yo,
get he has bum in his name.
Stop. Exactly, bro. He's a scrub.
His nickname is Choo Choo. He has what? No stats, and he has no stats.
His nickname is Choo Choo. Yo, he's trash, bro.
Nigeria.
6'9", 210 pound forward. Wait, what are you, bro?
Where did they find this guy at?
I don't 2K.
Hopefully by a train.
I swear they just have a dartboard when it ever comes to these late picks. Throw it at a name, whoever lands on, that's what they get. Or they have a wheel to spin or something, because I know they can't care at this point.
My God.
Man. Still can't believe this guy, Targuy, doesn't even have a page to click. Get that.
That's a fact. That is so sad. Shout out to my dude Targuy, man.
Oh God, that's your guy?
That's my guy, bro. Targuy. Jesus. It's in his name.
Jesus.
But I guess that's actually all of the topics for today. Unless you guys wanted to add on to anything or roast anybody real quick.
Nah, bro.
Nah, man. I'm good.
I just want to say what's up to somebody? My man Targuy, bro. That's all I want to say.
Shout out to my guy, Brittany Griner. You're the real MVP.
Yeah, shout out Brittany. You know, she doing big things out here. She is big things out here. She big.
Oh, my God.
She is the big thing.
No, just...
She probably has a big thing.
Oh, stop.
Pause. But,
I mean, she's a girl, right?
Yeah, it's debatable.
Okay, we gotta stop.
We gotta cut it.
Cut it.
We ain't gonna go in on Brittany this time. We gotta give it a break. We gotta let her chill out. We'll come back here one day, though. But I guess that's gonna do it for this episode. Thank you guys for tuning in to The Dish, you dirty dishwashers. Hope you cleaned your plate. Hope you cleaned it real good. Hope you didn't cheat and use a dishwasher because you gotta wash your own dishes, or else we're gonna send Brittany Griner to come and find you. And you know, tell your friends about the podcast. Tell your friends, tell your dog, tell your cat. You know, this podcast. All right, Meet the Dish podcast. It's like the Waj podcast, except...
What is going on?
I don't even know. I'm so confused.
Waj podcast? What the...
What are you talking about? This is going on for too long. What the hell is going on?
Where was I?
I don't know.
He's trying to get back on track. I'm asleep.
Anyways, like I said, thank you for tuning in. Hope you wash your dishes. Co-host, you want to say goodbye, Ubby Souls?
Peace out, everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in for another episode of The Dish, where we roast everyone and anyone in the NBA.
And Dom.
Yo, it's been your boy Dom Church 97. I don't know what just happened with that outro. I'm just I'm baffled. We just let that happen. So we're just going to end it like that. Shout out to everybody that hits me up about the podcast. Y'all go at me on Snapchat. I don't think I've plugged the Snapchat. So at me on Snapchat at Dom Church. I reply to everybody, man. I know, right? Bro, I reply to everybody that hits me up, and I'm down to talk basketball anytime. Yeah. Just have
Brittany Griner, you heard that? If you want to hit
Brittany Griner, don't hit me up. Don't hit me up. I'm good.
Yo, Dom.
Oh, nah, bro. Brittany, I'm good, dude. I'm good. We good, partner.
Want to start a streak, Dom?
God.
I have a feeling it was one of your reports that she's about to change her name to Jaquan.
You're terrible.
Jaquan Davis Griner.
Ew.
I said ew.
Or I can see you change the name to it. Marshawn. She looked like a Marshawn.
Oh my god.
She looked like a Marshawn. I'm done with you.
She's on this podcast right now.
All right, yep, but that's going to do it for this episode of The Dish. Thank you guys for watching. You too, Marshawn Griner, and we'll see you guys next time. Peace.
He really ended it like that. Oh, my God.
Man, this man SDC be going in on Brittany.
20?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well,
the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.